This week on Chicago's Best, Elliot is heading north to south in search of the best bites along a classic Chicago drag. It's Chicago's Best of Harlem Avenue, Sunday night at 10 on WGN-TV.
The Navy's just sailed into the house. Before we talk to you, Admiral,
thank God.
I've got Blackhawks tickets to give away. Do you mind if I just do that for a second?
Absolutely not.
That's a good move on my part, I think. A good move on yours, too. Blackhawks take on the Montreal Canadiens on Sunday at the United Center. I got a pair of tickets for you right now at 312-981-7200, 19th caller. And you also get registered for the four-season tickets for all of next year, courtesy of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, and Plumbing. For all the right reasons, Four Seasons. FourSeasonsHeatingCooling.com or on Facebook.
Right.
All right. Here he is. Vice Admiral Dixon Smith is here, United States Navy. And that's a high-ranking guy right there, Anna.
This is I'm totally impressed and humbled, actually.
Yes. And here to talk about some really a very cool event coming up in Chicago. Mm-hmm. But before we do that, happy Veterans Day to you, sir. I know that today I saw the Commander-in-Chief at Arlington National Cemetery laying the wreath.
That's
and
right.
What an amazing thing that is every year, right? No matter who the Commander-in-Chief happens to be.
It's an impressive thing. It's an inspiring thing, and it's a very humbling thing to see those folks that have gone before us to serve their country and volunteer to do that. And in the case of the president, our commander-in-chief lay in the wreath at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier for those that have lost their lives, and we don't know who they are.
Right.
Can't be identified. It really is humbling, and I feel proud to be able to walk in their footsteps.
Yeah. And it's just part of that, the beauty of America and the continuation, regardless of how angst-filled all of these moments can be for us as civilians, just knowing that those kinds of traditions and that sort of honor continues on.
And that we're free to protest because of what they've done for us and preserved our freedoms.
So. That is true. All right, so let's now, let us talk about this. This is very interesting what you're in town for, because I know that the Navy is sponsoring the Warrior Games, right?
We are.
And now explain what they are.
Well, before I do that, can I first say thanks for an absolutely awesome day in the city of Chicago. I haven't been here in 30 years. Got in late last night. Spent some time on the Navy Pier with Fifth Third Bank and their veterans employment. And then went over to Soldier Field with the mayor for the Veterans Day event there. So it's been great here today.
There's a couple different spots there that are so beautiful, right? That cascading water wall that's there at Soldier Field. When they redid it, you know, there was a lot of concern that we were going to lose the name Soldier Field, and you know, it was going to become, you know, Joey's Better Bank, Soldier Field.
You know, that would be terrible.
At Soldier Field
gosh.
Or whatever it is. like they did down at the baseball stadium here, where it's a guaranteed rate and there's a downward red arrow there. There's a lot of people
not
are upset
really
about
popular
that.
Popular at this time.
But the city made a decision, and the Park District, which owns that facility, made a decision to make sure that Soldier Field remains as Soldier Field as a memorial to fallen service members. And then what a beautiful wall there. There's people are walking in. I know a lot of people, when they're leaving the game, they've had too many beers and they think about something else there when they go past that wall. But I'm going to tell you, it's a wonderful memorial to and a great tribute.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
All right. So let's talk about the Warrior Games.
Sure.
But now, these are going to come to Chicago.
They are.
And explain exactly what they are.
Okay. So in 2010, the U.S. Olympic Committee and the Department of Defense got together and started running the Warrior Games, which is for our wound, ill, and injured service members. The U.S. Olympic Committee decided a couple of years ago that they were going to stop focusing on that because of the Paralympics that they focused on, and so the services picked it up. Marine Corps had it 2 years ago, Army had it this past year, and this year it's Navy's term. And we decided to take it outside the fence line and partner with Chicago so the community can experience and see what these wounded warriors can do, the inspiration that they provide. So we're going to do it right here in the heart of downtown Chicago next summer.
Now, a lot of people I know were talking about the Invictus Games that happened this summer, and people I know who had attended those, and there were people in the media that attended that, and the other people, they were down in Florida. Prince Harry, I guess, is the one who's
quite
involved
popular.
In that. He's very popular. Did you see this, Admiral? Prince Harry's got a new girlfriend. Anyway, the point is,
I've got my girlfriend of 33 years sitting right next to
Kiki,
me.
Kiki, yeah.
Yes,
she's
you do.
Lovely. Hang on to her.
Boy, a Navy wife. Now, that is that's a book right there, isn't it? Yeah, I would imagine. But that was sort of the international Olympic version of what we're talking
that's
about.
That's correct.
People were so inspired who saw that. So it was an amazing event. And now we have the U.S. version of that coming right here.
Yes.
All right.
And I would tell you, so the Invictus game, Prince Harry came over and saw the Wounded Warrior games a few years ago, was inspired, and that's why he created Invictus.
Oh, gosh. I didn't know that backstory.
That was an outgrowth of what he saw of the Wounded Warrior games that we run.
And how did we get it here in Chicago? We feel lucky to have
it. You know what? Anna never asked that question in Chicago. How do we get it?
There's got to be an answer.
No, there is an answer.
All right, good. There's a legitimate answer.
He's a legitimate guy.
I don't want anybody going to jail around here.
No, not going to happen. Not going to happen. No, we went and looked at 10 different sites across the country, both at bases and out in the community, and we pared that down to three, and then went after the top three, and Chicago won by a landslide. So here we are.
So happy we're hosting.
Well, and by the way, considering your victories, congratulations to your Cubbies.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's huge.
Thank you. I'll take that. You know, for the next 108 years, you can keep saying that to me. That's okay. It's a long time coming, Admiral. I don't know if you're familiar with that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's bad, very, very, very bad. All right, and people, we'll keep people apprised of how they're going to be able to get tickets, and we're going to do event passes, essentially. Some of these events are going to be taking place throughout at Soldier Field, right?
Correct.
I think the opening ceremonies are going to be there, and the closing ceremonies?
Opening ceremonies will be at Soldier Field. Closing ceremonies will be out at the Navy Pier. McCormick Place is where we'll be hosting rifle, archery, and wheelchair basketball and sitting volleyball. We'll be doing swimming up at University of Illinois, and we'll also be doing the track events at Lane Tech
High School.
Go Lane Go. That's my alma mater.
Oh, see how this all
it all comes
sort of
together.
It all ties in.
It
really
does.
Tight.
One of my close friends is actually a decorated Warrior Games and Invictus Games. Israel Del Toro, Staff Sergeant. I don't know if you know him, but he is a wonderful guy who got to meet Prince Harry as well. And was
we had him in
that.
Right after the Prince Harry thing.
Okay.
And it was like, and actually, I think Prince Harry's girlfriend kind of hit on him.
Was a weird moment.
Yeah, kind of a thing. You know, it goes on.
But he's very charismatic, that DT, so I could see that.
Men in uniform, sir. I think you're familiar. All right, Admiral Dixon Smith, thank you very much. Appreciate you being with us, and we look forward to the Wounded Warrior Games coming to Chicago in 2017. Right now, we have Judy Pilak with the WGN News, 2 minutes away.